A reading from Luke 4:9-12. The devil led him into Jerusalem and had him stand at the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
Well, I think this is the first temptation where Satan actually quotes Scripture, but he doesn't quote Scripture. He misquotes Scripture. He puts an emphasis where it doesn't exist. It's Psalm, for those who want to look it up, it's Psalm 91. And some of the words are right, but the context is all wrong, because if you follow me, God will protect you. I mean, he'll protect you from falling if you're the Son of God. And that's not exactly what the Psalm says at all.
Well, that's typical. Satan is called an angel of light, masquerading light. He's not from the kingdom of light. He's from the kingdom of darkness. So he's got to falsify things. And so it's only natural that he would take Scripture and twist it. And how many times he does that to us, comes in and says, this is what God wants for you, really playing off of our own desires, to give us something that really we want. In many ways, Satan is prophesying to the idol in our own self of what we want, and we agree to that, and we'll bend the Scriptures along with him to get what we want.
It reminds me, I hate to run to application here, but it reminds me of how important it is for each person to know Scripture on their own as deeply and as every day as it possibly can be, and to attend classes and to study the Bible, because it's very easy to distort what the Bible says by just lifting a little verse out and applying it in the most inappropriate way, making your own, or making what the Bible says your own, and getting people to follow you rather than the Word of God.
And that's how Jesus was able to recognize how the Word had been twisted. In each of his responses over the three temptations, he says, "It is written." He knows how to respond to temptation and subversion to God's way by announcing God's word. And it's very important. We need to know the big story, know the whole flow of the story, and allow that to shape our understanding of the specific pieces of the story so that we have ammunition to do battle. It's interesting, in the spiritual armor, all the pieces we're told, there's only one that's really an active attack piece, and it's the sword of the Spirit, which Paul then goes on and says is the Word of God. That's the one piece in our hand that helps us do battle against the enemy when he comes to get us off the path.
And by Jesus countering what Satan says in all three temptations, he is reminding us of the authenticity, truth, power, and eternal authority that is Scripture. And that when we neglect that or avoid it or don't know it, what happens to us?
Yeah. Well, how important that if the living Word, Jesus, goes to the written Word to stand on, how much more important for us to go to that written Word to stand on, to express our identity in Christ.